कमलायताक्षौ विश्वम्भरो द्विजवरो युगधर्मपालो वन्दे जगत्प्रियतरो करुणावतारो अजानुलम्बितभुजौ करकावदातौ सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वम्भरो द्विजवरो युगधर्मपालो वन्दे जगत्प्रियतरो करुणावतारो.
From the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. The Chaitanya Bhagavat was written originally before the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is considered to be the Veda Vyas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. He is the appearance of Sri Vedavyas within the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So he has composed this verse to describe the appearance of the two brothers, Sri Gaur and Nitai. Narottam Das Thakur has described Vajanja Dandanajay Sachi Sutta Hoylo She Balaram Hoylo Nitai. The original personalities of Godhead, Sri Krishna and Balaram, have descended in this age of Kali as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. We should know that they are not different. Brajendra Nandana is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi, and the dearmost personality, the most beloved personality of the residents of Vrajadham. In all of the spiritual planets, the best and highest of all is Goloka Dham. And in that Goloka Dham, the most elevated and sacred place is Braja. In Braja, the residents have unalloyed, spontaneous love in their hearts for Krishna and Balaram. Although they may be married, the elderly gopis and gopas, and have their own sons or daughters, they're more attached to Krishna and Balaram than they are to even their own children. Although the younger gopis may feel as if they have husbands, they're more attached to Krishna and Balaram than they are to what they think are their husbands. In other words, the special qualification of all of the residents of Raja is their complete dedication to Sri Krishna and Balaram. And the nature of their love is that they think Krishna and Balaram to be their own village boys. They don't have any conception of the grandeur of God, but they have reached the stage of love for the Lord, which makes him so close and near and dear to them that they don't feel any fear or any reverence in the sense of awe. Rather, they love the Lord's with great natural affection. So, when Krishna and Balaram were within this world, they come once in every day of Brahma. It is mentioned that they appear in the 28th millennium of a day of Brahma, in the Dwapara Yuga. And they come with their own abode, a replica of that abode of Goloka Vrindavan, and they descend with their close and intimate associates. And they come especially to taste rasa, raso vaisaha. Krishna is described that he is the enjoyer of rasa. Rasa means, Prabhupada has translated it as, and he said his Guru Maharaj translated it as mellow or taste, mellow taste. Mellow, relishing mellows. Just like we also relish taste, for example, when we take prasadam. So according to what you eat, the prasadam has different tastes. And similarly, there is a relishing of the tastes in human relationships. According to the nature of the relationship, it has a different taste. Just like between friends, between parents and their offspring, and in between lovers, there are different moods. And each and every individual adds a special flavor also to the taste. So similarly, in the relationship between Krishna and his eternal associates, there are different mellows or tastes. And Krishna and Balaram are constantly engaged in exchanging loving relationships with their devotees. After they wound up and concluded their pastimes within this world, it is described that they return with their associates back to the spiritual sky. But still, Krishna and Balaram were feeling that there is something further to be experienced. Krishna was especially appreciative of the love of his devotees of Braj, and amongst those devotees of the cowherd damsels of Braj, the gopis, and amongst them especially the best of all the cowherd damsels, Srimati Radharani. So Krishna was thinking that although I am very expert in relishing loving exchange, and I feel so much happiness in the association of my eternal devotees here in Vrindavan, when I see the happiness that they experience, I see that it eclipses whatever happiness I may experience. I wonder how they are feeling. I wonder what it is within me which attracts them so much. And especially, I wonder what the entire nature of this love that they feel is. So Krishna meditated in this way. And at that time, when he was thinking like this, after having concluded his pastimes, it came the time for the incarnation who appears in the Kali Yuga. In every Kali Yuga, there is an incarnation who spreads the Sankirtan Yajna, who performs the Sankirtan Yajna, and who teaches the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. It is not only that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does this, but in every Kali Yuga, there is an avatar who does this. So, thinking that I want to understand the love of all of my devotees, this Krishna decided that this was an ideal opportunity, that now is the time for the appearance of the avatar to spread the congregational chanting of the glories of the Lord. So let me take the opportunity. Taking this position of the avatar of this age, I will come and experience all that the devotees of Vrindavan experience, especially the best of the devotees of Vrindavan, the gopis. And amongst them especially, I will take the mood of the best of all of the gopis, Srimati Radharani. So, this is the background of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna within, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He is the combined form of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. Whenever Krishna comes, his best associate, Sri Balaram, also appears. Lord Balaram renders the most intimate service to Krishna in all different ways. He becomes the clothing of Krishna. He has that capacity that he can transform himself into the clothing of Krishna. He becomes the stick of Krishna. He becomes the seat on which Krishna sits. He becomes the place, the land, the abode on which Krishna performs his pastimes. What to speak of rendering service in a relationship, he is Krishna's brother, an older brother at that. So, as an older brother looks after a younger brother, Balaram looks after Krishna in so many different ways. So, this Balaram, seeing that Krishna was coming, also arranged to come as Nityananda Prabhu, the great Avadut. Avadut means a great renunciate, a renounced person who has given up all worldly connections and lives simply absorbed in his internal mood of devotion. The appearance of these two persons is very extraordinary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance... Give me the scarf. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is described... What is the word for someone whose arms are very long? Huh? But there's another word in Nirgroda Parimando. Yes. So many different bodily markings and symptoms which distinguish a great personality. We always give a demonstration at this point. One of the qualifications to be a Nigrodha Parimandala is that the hands have to touch the knees. Dr. Dan, you can stand up. We will see if you are a Nigrodha Parimandala. Please let your hands drop down. Where are your knees? Well, it looks like you're missing by about 6 inches. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands, they touched all the way down to his knees. So actually, it's a very extraordinary feature. His eyes also were very elongated, and it is said that they practically reached to his ears. Very, very big, expansive eyes, and very beautiful long arms. And he was very tall, extremely tall. And Nityananda Prabhu was also very, very handsome and beautiful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's color is described to be like molten gold. Gauranga, golden-limbed. He stole away. Krishna took the golden effulgence of Srimati Radharani's body and accepted it as his own. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, their beautiful complexions are the radiant yellow of molten gold, and their elongated eyes are like red lotuses. They are the topmost Brahmins. Topmost Brahmins, that they appeared in the Brahmin community. When Krishna and Balaram appeared, they came in the Vaishya community. Vaishya community means cowherder community. But when they came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they came in the Brahmin community. So this means that they have some apparently different activity to perform. Cowherd people, their business is herding the cows, milking the cows, activities of this type. So as Krishna and Balaram, they used to perform these pastimes. Every day Krishna and Balaram would go with their cowherd boys out into the fields, and they would allow the cows and calves to munch on the grasses. They would play and frolic in the meadows, imitating the activities of monkeys, peacocks, and other living beings of the forests, the birds, etc. And they would sometimes bathe in the nice waters of the Jamuna. In this way, they had such a good time together. Now, when they came as Gaura and Nitai, they have a different activity because they are now Brahmins. And the business of the Brahmins is to teach and preach. It is said that one of the reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya is due to the fervent calling of Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Lord Mahavishnu. And Lord Mahavishnu desires to see that all the living entities in the world who have come from his body at the time of creation, that they should all have a chance to go back home, back to Godhead. So Advaita Acharya is the best well-wisher of all the conditioned souls. He is also the incarnation of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is also considered to be the father of the entire creation. So the father naturally wants to have the sons and daughters benefit. So this Advaita Acharya was thinking that the world at this time, 500 years ago, is overcome by the influence of Kali. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, we read what is the influence, 12th canto, we read what is the influence of Kali. How Kali has infiltrated into society the good qualities which are normally there, even amongst the twice-born persons, become deteriorated. People are no longer austere. They're no longer truthful. They're not merciful in any way. They're not clean. And even amongst the twice-born Brahmins, it was seen that this fallen condition had taken over. And especially they had become absorbed in the idea of material enjoyment, even in a place like Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham was considered to be the place of learning 500 years ago in India for very qualified people. And the Brahmins are the most learned of the population. Yet in the Kali Yuga, 500 years ago, Advaita Acharya noticed that people were in a very fallen condition. They were speculating all the time. They were engaged in mental, verbal wrangling instead of actually studying the scripture for the purpose of understanding Krishna. They were studying it with the idea of trying to, in a type of Gyani mentality, looking at different words, dividing the words, trying to take indirect meanings, and in a sense losing the essence of scripture. And they were very proud. So Advaita Acharya saw that if this is the Brahmin community who are supposed to be the teachers of society, then what is the future of the world? So he thought that the only hope is that the Lord should personally come himself and rectify the situation. And so, taking advantage of a verse from the scripture, from the Vedas, he decided to make an offering of Tulsi and Ganges water, He was worshipping his Shalagram Shila and offering Tulsi and Ganges water, because these two are so dear to the Lord. And he called out to the Lord fervently that the Lord should come. Similarly, another great personality, Brahma Haridas, Haridas Thakur, who is the incarnation of Lord Brahma, he also was joining in the fervent calling. So these two persons, Haridas Thakur and Sri Advaitacharya, they prayed for the appearance of the Lord. And to answer their calling, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And he did the work of the incarnation for this age. He utilized the spreading of the Sankirtan movement as a way of freeing people of all their anarthas. He propagated the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. From the beginning of his appearance, he induced people to chant. We know that he would sometimes, as a baby, begin to cry, and the only way that anyone could pacify him was if they would start to chant the names of Lord Hari, and he would become peaceful. And Nityananda Prabhu, as an avadut, he was wandering throughout India. He went to Vrindavan, and then he received the inner understanding that his brother, Lord Gauranga, had appeared and was calling him. So Nityananda Prabhu came to Navadvip Dham, and the two of them met. And together, along with Srivas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit and Advaitacharya and all of the associates of the Lord in Navadvip, they began to perform Nam Sankirtan. And this Nam Sankirtan was so extraordinary that it inundated the three worlds. Everybody became absorbed. Gradually, all of Navadvip became overcome with the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So the present Krishna consciousness movement is spreading by the grace of Sri Sri Gaur and Nitai. They have, according to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they have broken open the storehouse of love of God. The tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tree, is described to be like a tree, and it produces special fruits. The special fruit of the tree of Lord Chaitanya is this Krishna Prema, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came specifically to give Krishna Prema. What kind of Krishna Prema? Actually, the Prema of the residents of Vrindavan, Braja Bhakti, Braja Prema. But that is Krishna Prema, because outside of Braj, Krishna doesn't exist. He never goes outside of Braj. So it's not that he came to give Dwarka love for Krishna of Dwarka or love for Narayan of Vaikuntha, but he came especially to give Krishna Prema. So the Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for giving Krishna Prema. And in our line, all of the spiritual masters, the acharyas, they have tasted this Krishna Prema and distributed it by their preaching. So Srila Prabhupada is the recipient of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, and he has translated these books as the vehicles for delivering Krishna Prema. Srila Prabhupada's books are full of Krishna Prema, because every page, just like today I was supposed to lecture on a nice verse, it describes the Krishna's dealings with the queens, some of the queens who he accepted. These queens are all expansions of the gopis of Vrindavan. This is described in the 10th canto, that the original gopis of Vrindavan, they expanded themselves as queens. Just as Krishna's expansion is known as Vasudeva Krishna in Dwarka, so the gopis, they all also expanded themselves to become the different queens to be with Krishna in Dwarka. The original of all the gopis is Srimati Radharani. And so Radha and Krishna, Radharani expands herself as so many gopis and so many queens to give pleasure to Krishna. So, these books, on every page, there is the ultimate goal of Krishna Prema, Prema Pumartha Mahan. It is said that every scripture in the world is actually glorifying Krishna. And therefore, every verse of every scripture is ultimately glorifying Krishna. So, we have to become so Krishna conscious that we can see Krishna in every single verse of the Bhagavatam, of the Gita, and on every page of every book we read. In fact, we have to become so Krishna conscious that we can see Krishna everywhere. When we go to a supermarket, a parking lot, when we go to wherever we may be going to do our various duties, we should be able to see Krishna in all circumstances. Chaitanya Chaitamrita describes that everything is in relationship to Krishna, because everything is either directly Krishna or the energy of Krishna. So as the energy of Krishna, it reminds us of Krishna. Just like if we see, for example, the secretary of the guru, we immediately remember the guru. Or if we see a son or daughter of someone, we immediately remember the person. Or if we see a husband or wife, we remember their spouse, because they are the energy of the person. They have connection with the person. So if we see in a philosophical way, to begin with, how everything is the energy of the Lord, then everything that we look at will remind us of the Lord. But still, that is only philosophy. And philosophy satisfies the mind, but it may not fully satisfy the heart. So the process of chanting and kirtan has to go on. Chanting, kirtan, and all of the other different bhakti angas. Then the philosophy will become realized. There's a difference between gyan and vigyan, knowledge and realization. Knowledge can, you know, either be followed or not. If you have knowledge, sometimes you can live by it, but sometimes you don't. But realization goes much more deeply. So we try to realize the knowledge, and the method of realizing the knowledge is to act upon it. The more we act upon it, the more it becomes our own property, you can say. Just like the more we repeat a verse, the more it becomes our property to be utilized in our preaching. So if we have knowledge from studying Bhagavad Gita, and if we make ourselves act upon it and follow it out, then gradually it turns into realization. So we have to come to the point of realizing Krishna. We have to also come to realize that Krishna was within these books. When we go out on Sankirtan, it is a very sacred mission, because the Sankirtan devotees are just like pujaris, because they are worshipping Krishna. As a pujari worships Krishna by doing different ceremonies, the Sankirtan devotee is also worshipping Krishna. In this case, Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is to spread the Yuga Dharma of the glorification of the holy names of the Lord. These books are expansions of the glorification of the holy names of the Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered us all to go out, and wherever we go, whoever we meet, we should speak to them the message of Krishna. That means Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We may not always speak personally the message, but by being the servants of the message, by giving the books to other people, we are doing that. The books are speaking for us. Just like if we're serving our spiritual master, and we bring our spiritual master to meet our friends, and he speaks. So we may not be speaking, but he's speaking. But the purpose is fulfilled. So these books are Krishna and the great personalities. In these books, we see so many great personalities who are speaking about Krishna. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, that we go out and we distribute these books. But we have to understand what we're distributing. We should know how sacred it is, because then we will get great satisfaction from doing this service. It is not that doing this service is some type of austerity which I cannot tolerate, but I just do it on the order of my guru. That's not bad, but it's not going to last. How long can you keep going out if you don't like what you're doing? But if you begin to appreciate, therefore Prabhupada said that I didn't just write these books for you to distribute them. I wrote these books especially for the devotees to read them. Because when you read these books and be absorbed in the books, they answer so many needs which we have within our heart. And we feel that these books are speaking to us. We feel that these books are our best friends, our dearmost friends, dearmost property. And because they're so special to us, we want to give them to others. And we see all the living entities we meet as our brothers and sisters. We don't see them as some type of aliens, you know, even if they appear to be aliens. We have to actually see within their hearts that these people are also our brothers and sisters, and they have the same need that we have. And so we try to touch these people, to reach out to these people, and to give them these books. But if we are feeling very special towards these books, then the way in which we present the book, the way in which we speak about the book, will actually influence the people to take the books and get the people to want to read the books. It's not enough to just make some exchange quickly and somehow slip the book to the people. That's not bad also, but there's so much more that can be done. Just like by contacting, a moment's association with a pure devotee can completely transform someone's life. So that means that the more devoted someone is, their association becomes more and more effective. And we have to melt away the resistance of the people. This resistance is their false ego. Not just for not taking the books, but for not being Krishna conscious. The association with a devotee, even for a moment on book distribution, is very, very important. It may be the most important moment in a person's life. Practically, it is. You should realize that when you go out on Sankirtan, you're being empowered by the whole disciplic succession. And just like when we read in the Bhagavatam how they would put on a kavacha, a special protective shield, they would become empowered in a certain way. So actually, taking the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is itself a great empowerment. And, you know, you're meant to go out and touch all of the people that you're going to meet. So many conditioned souls are going to be touched. By what? By the power and mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is such a very, very special position that you're placed in. But you have to be qualified. You have to be qualified. You have to know the importance of being qualified. Therefore, sadhana is so important. Not that we just, you know, think that this sleeping of the Sankirtan devotees, this eating of the Sankirtan devotee, the bathing of the Sankirtan devotee is not ordinary eating, bathing, or sleeping. Because you are an empowered representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, your eating is on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Your bathing is on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Your dressing is on behalf of... Your thinking is on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we're so much in tune and so much devoted to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then practically we become empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then everything happens miraculously. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation for this age. He has the capacity. Advaitacharya has prayed. He is directly Krishna himself. Nityananda Prabhu is directly Balaram. So Sri Sri Gaura and Nitai are personally empowering. They're expanding themselves by entering the body of the Sankirtan devotees. This is actually what happens on Sankirtan. This is what a preacher is. He's an empowered representative of the Supreme Lord. Bhakti Shakti. Just like Narad Muni is Bhakti, he has the empowerment. He's a Saktyavish avatar empowered with Bhakti Shakti. And we, as the members of the disciplic succession coming through Sri Narad Muni, coming through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, coming through all of the previous acharyas, down to the present day, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gorkhasura Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada, and our ISKCON gurus. We're empowered through these great personalities with bhakti shakti. Actually, you have that shakti of bhakti. If you're living very much according to their order, and you're carrying out the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have the right, you have the strength to distribute Krishna consciousness. And the method has been clearly indicated by Srila Prabhupada through this book distribution. This is the primary method. Sankirtan is the primary benediction for humanity at large, and Srila Prabhupada, on the order of his guru and through Bhaktivinoda Thakur, has defined what is the best means of Sankirtan, that is book distribution, as the best means of Sankirtan. The loudest kirtan is the Brihat Kirtan, Brihat Mridanga Kirtan. That means the kirtan sound which comes from the printing press and the books which are produced from the printing press and the distribution of these books. So this is the best, you know, this is the best age. Although it is considered to be the most fallen, it is the best age. Because all of the demigods, they pray to take birth on this planet during this age. Because they know that this is a time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu descend. And they descend with the prime benediction of Sankirtan Yajna. That this is the best age. Even though it's the most fallen, it is the best opportunity for the greatest mercy. And this is the best time, because the great preacher of the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, has established all of the means for successfully carrying on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And within Srila Prabhupada's mission, this is the best opportunity, the Prabhupada Sankirtan Marathon, when we have nothing else to concern ourselves with. All other activities become minimized, and all of our energy and attention is focused simply on this carrying out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's mission. So, what can be, you know, how can there be a more auspicious occasion than this? There can't be. We therefore have to quiet our minds, calm our senses, focus our entire energy on receiving the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, which is available to us now at this time, and then distributing it. Why distributing it? Because the more you distribute it, the more you get it. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna Prema, then he gave everyone who distributes this Krishna Prema the extra advantage that by distributing it, you also get it. You get the best qualification. You become the first recipients. So, without hesitation, we should dive very deeply into the mood of Sankirtan. In previous years, there have been so many wonderful Sankirtan devotees and Sankirtan experiences, and now the Sankirtan Leela will expand more in this year, right? Because it is all, just like we read in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, these are generally Nitya Leela. Some are the Leela of this world. But as part of the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and because we become empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these are also connected with the Leela of the Lord. What happens to a Sankirtan devotee is not something totally disconnected with the Leela of the Lord. Because the Lord is coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are personally entering into the heart of the Sankirtan devotee. So when the Sankirtan devotee meets people, that is also part of the Leela of the Lord. It may not be Nitya Leela, just like some of Mahaprabhu's preaching in South India and other activities not considered Nitya Leela. It's not eternally going on in the kingdom of God. It happens within this world when he appears. So similarly, this is also what we call Bhauma Leela. But it is part of the extended mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I think that you can also relish exchanging experiences that take place on Sankirtan? Has anyone had any very nice experiences in the last few days that they can tell us about?
So many.
Can you tell one or two? Everyone can think of the best experience they've had in the last 2 or 3 days and just give a brief description.
I was going door to door at one college, and I knocked on the door. The person answers the door, and he and as soon as I showed him the books, he invited me in, and he said, "Oh, I have some of these books already. I bought them in Toronto." So he went upstairs, he brought down his books, he had Bhagavad Gita, Teachings of Lord Kapila Dev, Journey of Self-Discovery, and Higher Taste. And then he began to describe how he would read these books. He used to debate with his roommate, who was a Baptist. And he said, "These are the best books, I read these." And he says, "I'm really searching for this type of thing." So he bought 6 books, gave $35. We talked for some time. Very nice person, gave me his address. Every day, many people like this for me.
We were in Little Rock the other day, and I was talking to a few people, and they were taking books like one at a time, and I talked to this one guy. He didn't have any money, but he told me, "You know, there's this one professor that would really be interested in this. He's a religious and philosophy professor." So he told me where his building was and what room his office was. So I went up there, and he had a picture of Radha Krishna on his wall, and he had Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and he told me he'd followed the movement for 20 years, and he had, you know, BTG subscription, and he gets College Hanji's newsletter. So, and he pitched in at 20 and took a hard Gita and a higher taste, and so I got his card, and I'm going to give that to Maharaj.
Well, last few days haven't been so great for me, but yesterday at some college, these two Christian preachers were walking by, but I thought they were actually, one of them looked like a professor, looked kind of nice, he had a beard, so I started to talk to him, then I realized he was a Christian preacher. Then he said, do you actually have a copy of the Bhagavad Gita? And he was like real interested, and I showed him the Bhagavad Gita, and he was just a real, he said, "I'm just studying all the various religions," and he gave me a $10 donation for the Gita, and he was saying that, "Are they allowing you, you know, your free speech rights out here?" You know, we had a discussion how the college is so materialistic these days that they, you know, try to, anything that's not bringing money into the college, since it's just a business, they just sort of put it down. So I was just very surprised, and that was just a recent experience.
Did you notice some experience you had?
I was in the mall the other night, and having a tough time, and I feel these two hands come on my shoulder. Listen, thanks for that book, The Coming Back. You know, I read it. It was a really great book. Probably don't remember me, though. So, I didn't seem to remember the gentleman, and so I said, "Well, here, take another one." You know, I wasn't so fired up to give a donation, but he gave some small donation. I gave him an easy journey to other planets. So it was like, wake up, you know, wake up call.
Actually, the past couple of days I've met some amazing, had to make some amazing exchanges. There's this one very old lady in at the Alamo, and she had gotten a book a few days ago from maybe Bhakta Klad or someone, Anisha Upanishad. And she said that night she went home and she read the whole thing. She stayed up till like 10 or 11 o'clock reading the whole book. And she came back and she just was thanking. She was thanking because the book was so wonderful, she was saying. And she had had so many problems. I think she was going through a divorce. But she said the book helped me so much because I realized that I was on a certain level and I had to rise to a higher level. You know, so she said she took a science heart, science of self-realization, and gave $5. I was going to read that and come back. It's very wonderful.
I had also a lot of amazing experiences, but about the second day when I was out there, I was kind of struggling. Like, first 3 hours, I wouldn't sell hardly any book. And I was just like kind of hanging out and almost spacing out when this young boy came up, and he looked very sweet, and I approached him. And right when I approached him, three guys came up. They seemed to be his friends, and I thought, oh, no, they're in a group. And, you know, it's always difficult to preach to so many people. And then I showed them the books, and they started talking and asking questions. I couldn't really actually explain the books really well, but he was really fired up, saying, oh, yeah, yeah, these books are really far out. I'm into that stuff. And then I gave each one a book, and then he said, do you have more? I actually myself forgot to show him the other books, and he said, what is this yellow there in the back? And I gave him the second chance, and he again was really fired up about it. Yeah, wow, I'm really... He ended up at least taking four books, and all the other friends at least took two books, and they all gave donations, yeah. He took a Hard Gita, and unfortunately, I just had one Hard Gita with me. I kind of limited myself, and the other one also wanted a Hard Gita. I had already 20 out there. I'm Army now, and he signed up for 8 years, but he's gonna make psycho. He's not gonna do that. He's looking for something else. He believes in God and that stuff, you know. And he's actually really looking for something. And it seemed like he read exactly the right person, took the right books.
So on Wednesday, Indranuja and I, we went to UT San Antonio. And around 2 o'clock, the campus died down. I hadn't seen Indra all day, so I just went to the van. I figured I'd study there until he came and we could go somewhere else. And after about half an hour, I fell asleep. And I woke up, I heard some people talking outside. So I woke up and there was this nice couple sitting right at the door. So I jumped out of the van and said, wait a second, I got a really good book for you. You guys got to read this book. I think you really like it. And I opened up the door of the van and I grabbed The Science of Self-Realization and the Bhagavad Gita Soft. I think I gave them each both books. I said, you guys will really like these books. They're from India. They talk about karma and yoga and meditation. You know, and they help you overcome all the stress and anxiety and, you know, actually understand life's goal. And they got really, you know, said, oh, wow, these are the books we've been looking for books like this. And they each gave a nice donation. They paid, I think, $5 a piece. And then I went back in the car and continued reading because I didn't want to go back onto the campus and get busted, and I just wanted to go somewhere else. And about 5 minutes later, another nice person comes walking by. So this time I just rolled down my window. I said, excuse me, buddy, can you come over here? I just want to show you something. And I showed him the books, and he said, well, I like these books too. I've been wanting to read Bhagavad Gita for a long time. He says, well, now's your chance, and just throw on what you can to help out. And he gave me $10. And I said, oh, wait a second, here, I've got another one for you. And I gave him an Isho Upanishad. And I said, why don't you just, you know, take this one for a friend or something and throw in a couple bucks. And he gave me another dollar for that one.
Okay, I'll tell. We visited some Indian families during this trip. So the day before yesterday, we went to Brownsville, and we stayed with this family because we had met their other relatives in Corpus Christi. So then we went to Brownsville and we stayed with this Indian family, and the lady was, she was so actually Krishna conscious and devotional, she wanted to go on Sankirtan with us. So she takes us in her car, she takes us to her sister's house, and then her sister wants to go too. So then they both come. They take us in their cars to all their family members and all their friends, and they're telling them in Gujarati, you have to give to them. And they're, you know, they're telling, and then in response, the people would thank them for bringing us. And it was really nice. So then we're on our way back to her house, and she says, we said, well, actually, you know, we have to keep doing Sankirtan. We go to parking lots and we distribute books. And she said, I want to come too. She even wanted to go to parking lots. Of course, we didn't think that was such a good idea, so we kind of talked her out of that, but she was so fired up, she wanted to carry the books, she wanted to sell the books. We told her what she was doing, she's actually doing Sankirtan, she really liked it, and then when we left, she gave us $100, so it was nice.
Okay, the other day last week we went to this one Indian motel owner's motel, and so we showed him the books, and he said that he couldn't read English, that he had to have some in Gujarati, and we said, well, we don't have some, but when we get back to Dallas, we can marry some. And so he said, okay, and we said, well, you know, we asked for donations, and so he gave us $100. And he was really nice. He had Tulsi Devi plants all over his house, and he had, like, all pictures from the BBT all in his house, and he was really nice. And so he said, well, can you come back to lunch, you know, in a couple of days? And we said, okay, you know, have your wife call us. And he was really nice. So we went back a couple of days later, and they made us lunch with no garlic or onions, and they were really nice. And so we're getting ready to leave, and so he gave us another $40. And he said, well, this isn't a one-time thing. We want you to come back and have lunch with us some more, and we'll make pizza for you next time. Do you like pizza? And we said, yes, we like pizza. And he said, yeah, we'll make it. Don't worry. There won't be anything bad on it. You know, please come back. And we told him we might have a satsang, and he said, well, ask your guru to come here, and we really want to have him at our house. And he was just really nice. No, in Corpus Christi.
How each person gets the opportunity by Lord Chaitanya's arrangement. These things are not by chance, the meetings that a Sankirtan devotee has. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport that a preacher can pray to Krishna, that you are within the heart. You can pray to Lord Chaitanya that you are within the heart of every living entity. And so you can influence them to come forward to take transcendental books. And this is what we can do. We can actually pray. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears or answers our prayers and also knows exactly the needs of every conditioned soul. So he can arrange to have the conditioned souls meet us. It's not by chance that they walk by. You know, as Jai Sachi experienced, they walked right by his van and came to him. You know, Claude met a whole group of people, you know, friends, three or four friends. These things are all arranged by the Lord. Nothing happens without the will of God. So we should actually be in a mood of constant prayer. When we're in the marathon, a marathon doesn't only mean that we're going out more hours, but it means an entire consciousness to be fixed in all of the time and constantly be in that mood of prayer that, please, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I've come here on the order of my guru and the order of Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara to serve you. So you are within the heart of every living entity. I beg you, please, lead me to the proper person, lead them to me, make the arrangements so that I can give them Krishna consciousness. This is the service I want to render to you. I don't want anything else in exchange, but just the opportunity to be able to please you in this way by giving people these transcendental literatures. So let us, you know, really dedicate ourselves throughout this month to performing the Sankirtan Yajna. Srila Prabhupada Sankirtan Marathon Yajna Ki.
Jai.
Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.